This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning company and a returning guest. We're talking about Bioelectronics Corp. If you remember last time they were on the show, it was back in November 13, 2017. At that time, I told you I thought the stock was a buy. It was at 0006. Now it's trading at around 0009, up about 40%. You can find them on the OTC market, ticker symbol BIEL. And with us today to talk about the company and some of the performances over 2017 and 2018 is the Vice President of Sales, Keith Nalipka. Keith, welcome back to the show. And, you know, I really do appreciate you coming on here. You guys got so much stuff going on, especially in the UK. What's going on over there in the UK?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me back on. We really appreciate it. We've got a lot of things that have happened positively, specifically over in the UK. The NHS, the National Health System over there, has added Actipatch to its drug tariff to be reimbursed. So it's a huge win for the brand. Really what that entails is really attaching some legitimacy to the product from a clinical standpoint. We have a 5,000 patient registry that we drew data from. They were all pain patients. And what the data really show was two things that were substantial: a dramatic reduction in the need for opioids, about 53%, and then also it reduced the amount of services, meaning that patients who started Actipatch were going back to the doctor less. They were functional outcomes were better, therefore their need to kind of continually to revisit the physician to get pain relief diminished. And those are the two key components that really push the product through NHS. So the product's going to be reimbursed at £13.95, which is really substantial. That enabled us to go back to Boots and bring this data back to Boots, Lloyd's, Tesco, and we just added over there Well Pharmacy as well. So, but Boots is going to increase the store count. We're going to get twice as many stores as we had before. So really what we're seeing there is probably a 3X growth in sales from the current sales. So really, really nice win for the product. It really provides some nice clinical support that we'll be able to bring back to the States here as well. And that's the thing that we're trying to transfer that from the UK, the success that we've had internationally, and really drive sales here in the US.
You know, I was looking over some of your past press releases, and I think there's one about a week ago. What is the Try and Tell program?
Yeah, so Try and Tell is something that we've done before. What the most recent press that we've had that I think is a huge win for the brand, and it gets back to retail sales, is Care Pharmacy has picked up the product here. Care is a co-op that manages about 85 to 90 drugstores here, and they're actually going to do a consultative type of program in their chain. So the Try and Tell thing we've done for a while, but this program within Care is something that's new. We recently closed it, and it's a really nice win in the States here that will be a springboard to get other retail, and it's really helped us do that. Mark I, who is runs Care Pharmacy, came to us. A lot of his chain stores are smaller town type of stores that have really seen the opioid problem firsthand. What we're going to be doing with them is a consultative program where these physicians, these pharmacists in these small towns know the pain patients. The pain patients come in there getting refills, and the goal is to take a step back and say, hey, wait a second. You've been coming in here getting this opioid prescription filled 3, 4, 5 times in the last couple months. Let's try something different. And one of the interventions that they're all going to be offering is Actipatch. And as an over-the-counter solution for $20 to $25, we're talking about less than a copayment for these patients. So we're really happy that Care is going to put a flag in the ground here and do something with Actipatch. And that was a springboard for us to be able to pick up a couple other things that we're really happy about in the U.S. as well.
You know, speaking of the U.S., what is the latest in the U.S. retail and sales? How's are things looking at?
Yeah, so that's a million-dollar question here, and that's what I've came in to do and execute on. You know, one of the things that I've done since I came aboard here is really clean up from a cultural standpoint inside the company, the ability to execute. My past success in retail kind of leads me to believe that to get something into retail is a tremendous challenge. You know, we're talking about you get one crack at this every year, and the story that you have to paint happens in about a 10-minute meeting with a buyer. So what we've done here in the U.S. is springboard the care relationship. That was the first major flag that we put in the ground. We also put a flag in the ground with ANDA, which is a great national drug distributor here that will impact thousands and thousands of pharmacies. And then as of yesterday, we also just signed a deal with Performance Health. Performance Health is a huge player, if not the largest player, in distributing products to long-term care facilities. They also handle consumer retail, and they also handle the physical therapy and rehab marketplace with 120 sales reps and 120 sales reps outside and 40 sales reps inside. So we're really happy about that. It's a major win for the brand. We are in discussions with Walmart now. I have a meeting at CVS next week. So, you know, I'm trying to execute. I took some time to clean some of the edges up here a little bit so we can take this product in and get it rolling, because we're really on the verge of something. I see this perfect storm coming together. Yes, the opioid crisis is important here. It's a driving issue. But what we have here is the ability to build a brand, and that's what I'm trying to do. Is there's a big difference in building brands and sales. You have to have the brand presence. You have to have the doors, meaning retail doors, and or distribution doors attached to that brand before they can then the sales can be driven. And right now, I think we've crossed over into the point where I'm going full bore getting sales done, and we're getting sales closed. And 2018 is going to be a major year for the product. We're seeing things aligned. Mundi Pharma, I had a call yesterday where Mundi Pharma is going to pick up the product in Australia and eight other countries. So that's another major win. We have got to be the smallest, you know, pink sheet type of company with more press releases. We've got to be on the forefront of being that company that, if nothing else, we have more positive momentum right now than so many people in the space.
You know, let's change gears for a second and talk about some metrics. I don't know if you've got your fourth quarter numbers in, but what do you think that the end of 2017 revenues will look like?
Yeah, revenue is going to change a lot. We're having, like I said, we took some time to clean up the brand here, and the biggest revenue change here is going to be in these deals that are closed late in the fourth quarter, early first quarter that we've already seen. So some of those might spill over into the first quarter, but the NHS win is transformational for the company. And to put a dollar figure on that, we're talking about in 2018, it's going to spin over to at least a 3X growth in sales for us, just because patients will be able to walk into the pharmacy and pick up the product for just a dispensing fee, which is $8.95, and then the product is reimbursed at $13.95. So you can see that that's a positive impact for both the retailer and everybody over in the UK. And then matching that with, we will have a major win in retail this year. Like I said, I'm transferring the culture here to execute, Everett. You know, we, in my past, the ability to create a brand, grow the brand, take all of that and put it together, and then put a message in front of a retailer that's compelling enough to bring the item in, is where we are. Our story is changing a lot. It's compelling. We're meeting the needs of both the consumer that we're hearing from, the pharmacist that we're hearing from, and in a lot of cases, physicians. So I think we're in a really, really sweet spot here for the fourth quarter, as well as early 2018. There's just been a dramatic uptick in sales.
BioElectronics Corp is the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. They trade on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol BIEL. I think it's still an undervalued stock price here at around 0008, 0009. Let me ask you this, Keith. How's the back pain trial going?
It's finished. Data is being aggregated and put together in a package. We're going to take a different stance than we have. You know, my past life and working with clinical trials, and Sri Konaru, who is running the program here internally, what we did to facilitate getting the information as rapidly to the FDA and then rapidly approved as possible is we reached out to them in advance, told them what we were doing, and got feedback from them before we submit. That's really a kind of the standard operating procedure for them. We already got a letter back from them with some direction in it before we've submitted. So I anticipate a much cleaner path through the FDA. They've been very collaborative in working with us this time on the back pain trial. The data is impressive. We, again, you know, ActiPatch is doing what it's always done, and that's worked. You know? And what we see is, again, reduction in pain scores, both visual analog pain scores, as well as an increase in functionality. We've also seen a sleep component be improved there. So I think the data is going to be compelling enough when we package this together that hopefully, we gain a pretty quick path through the FDA. And we're working with them, I think, in a collaborative standpoint to give them the information that they need to make a decision. And that's kind of how we can help each other get that done. But Sri and Ian Raw, who's here internally, both have done an amazing job with that. And I anticipate hopefully a rapid approval.
You've been listening to Keith Nalipka, Vice President of Sales of Bioelectronics. Keith, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
I think 2018 is going to be transformational for this company. We're already making deals that will string together a dramatic increase in sales with Mundipharma, with the retailers that we're talking to and finalizing deals with, and then also with the distribution. The performance health thing will enable us to get nationwide distribution through the best distributor in the space as it relates to physical medicine, rehab, the ANDA, the care deal, and then picking up retailers, of which, you know, it's amazing at an inflection point when we start to push this ball down the hill, we start to get the biggest notice thing that you notice the success is the inbound calls. And we're getting 3 to 5 inbound calls today from people ranging from pharma to people that want to partner with us, people that want to put Accutane inside of knee braces. So that really is kind of a high water mark that we've never seen before. And I think 2018 will be transformational for the company, both from an executing standpoint with Accutane as well as driving sales.
Keith, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully you guys will come back on the show in about 40, 50 days and give us an update.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. We look forward to it. It's a pleasure as always.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.